Shall we have a word of prayer, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, we are so thankful once again for another privilege, another opportunity to be gathered in your house, Lord, to be gathered together with men, women, boys, girls of like precious faith, O God. After, O God, Sunday, when we were all gathered like this physically, O God, we thank you for your grace that has been with each and every one of us since then, O God. Business people, workers, school children, travelers, O God, we are so grateful for all that you have done for us, Lord. We pray, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. We also pray, Father, that you will forgive every of our shortcomings, O God, every of our failures, every of our weakness, Lord, we surrender them to you. May nothing stand between us and you at this hour, Lord. We have come again, Father, to meet with you and to check up with our soul salvation. We pray, Father, that you will speak to us in a way that we will understand tonight, Lord. Bless our heart, O God. Destroy every evil work of the devil, Lord. You said for that purpose you were manifested, O God, and we know we are beneficiary of that promise, Lord. We pray, Father, that you will do for us today, Lord, much more than you have promised, O God, in your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy unbelief in our hearts. Give us faith, O God. We will pray for souls that might still be on their way, O God, to your house. May you hasten their coming, O God. We that are yet, may you condition our heart, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. While we are standing, let's turn our Bible quickly to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13 and verse 5. We read verse 5 to the end, but the prophet stopped around 15, so maybe when we get to verse 12, you can sit down. Verse 5, he said, "And Lot also, which went from Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together." Verse 7. "And there was a strife between the headmen of Abram's cattle and the headmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my headmen and thy headmen, for we be brethren." I want you to mark that. Verse 9, he said, "Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom." You can please be seated while we continue the reading to the last verse. Verse 13. "Say, but the men of Sodom were wicked." I want you to watch that. "The men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly." If there are English people that can help us describe that, I can just dwell on that verse 13 and take several, several days to preach on that. Isn't that fitting, like today that we live in?
Now let me read off before I just get carried away. So the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy hands, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward, for all the land which thou seest. Amen. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. What a promise. It all belongs to us. You believe that? He said, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if any man can number the dust of the earth. Oh, I love God. Let me go now. When God says something, it means what it says. He doesn't joke with words, especially when he's giving promise. Amen. He said, I will make thy seed, verse 16, I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if any man can number the dust of the earth, then shall they number thy seed. Then shall thy seed also be numbered. So it's not possible. The seeds of Abraham are numerous, uncountable. Amen. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. And may the Lord Jesus bless the reading and the hearing of his perfect word in our hearts tonight in Jesus' name. Once again, you are welcome to church, and God bless you richly. Amen. Abraham said that's the greatest prayer that we can pray for anyone, is that God bless you. Now, our text tonight is from the message that the prophet preached with, which we are all familiar with. He titled it, God's Word, it calls for a total separation from unbelief. And the reason why I'm smiling is because, you know, sometimes people can preempt the preacher. I think that, okay, the way it's coming, maybe I've taken a sermon before, I continue in that same sermon. Well, it doesn't work like that all the time. And if you were preempting, I just say sorry. Because God always doesn't work like that sometimes. Sometimes he can just decide to go another way. And for a man of God that has been trained, he understands and he learns to follow God that way, because there's a purpose. Amen. I know I've been in the thought of why Christ speak, but along the line, this message just came, I think, along the week, and it's been a quote I've been saying in my house, that God's word is calling us for a total separation. Especially if you look at that book of Genesis, chapter 13, I think it's a verse that talks about the world being so wicked. Yeah, verse 13. Verse 13 of that Genesis 13 where we read. Look at what God said there. Say, but the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinners. Look at how he said it. Isn't that like the world we are living in today? Before the Lord was exceedingly. If you listen to the people of the world, I know this time it's not there, but God will help us to drive home the thought. God's word is calling us for what? A total separation from what? All unbelief. Now, what is unbelief? Abraham's unbelief is sin. Somebody challenged the prophet one time when the prophet said, drinking is not a sin. Smoking is not a sin. Womanizing is not a sin. He said, brother, what is sin? Abraham said, sin is unbelief. The reason why you do those things is because you do not believe in God. Sometimes I ask myself the question, and you ask yourself a question, just as, you know, the prophet will always tell us that the word of God is a mirror. And as we have been hearing several, you know, preachers say, when we come to the house of God, is, as Pastor will always quote, it is to come to church with our soul salvation. And that's what the prophet said. See, and I look at it that for us that claim to be Christian, or those of us that are aspiring to be Maybe we have taken, you know, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. What I mean, water baptism. And you said you have repented of your sins, you have confessed them, and that you are still joining yourself with the world. I think there is something wrong somewhere. Amen. Because God's word is calling us from what? It's calling us for a total separation from what? Unbelief. That's why I say, if you look at that Genesis 13:13, look at how it describes the world, describes Sodom. And Brother Ralph said, just as it is in the days of Sodom, that's how it is now. So wicked. People are so wicked in this day, just like they were at that time. Is it immorality? It's at the peak now. Until people, they don't even see any shame in those things again. I mean, they don't see any shame in it. I tell you, fornication is sin. Young brother, can you say amen? Fornication is sin. Unclean living is sin. I mean, let us call spade a spade. I know you look at me. Who has annoyed Brother Joseph today? It's the devil. Amen. All this organ that we used to do on the campus, it is ungodly. In the form of greeting, you put a handshake. I mean, the person is not your husband. The girl is not your wife. Don't you know that it is sinful? There's some of you even graduate from that. You say, I didn't kiss him, I only peck him. Sister, are you a Christian? He said, there's a minister I know, a pastor used to hug. So does that make it right? If Brother Joseph used to hug every woman, does that mean Brother Joseph is right? I'm using myself now. What did the word of God say when it comes to that? Because you know people are so smart and so fast when you are saying things like this. Say, even my pastor, who is that your pastor? If your pastor is wrong, just as you heard the associate pastor say the other day, and that's my stand by the grace of God. God forbid, if the pastor take another way, we know what God's word says, which we know definitely will not do that. I mean, but I'm just saying that for a thought. Because some people so magnify pastor. But you are telling them, sister, this thing is wrong. A good example, we believe that no Christian should play card. Is that correct? But we are living, Baba is laughing. We are living in a sophisticated day today. You can play card on your phone, no physical card. You know that, right? God's word is calling for a total separation. We are entering some deep parts. We believe that under no circumstances should a believer play football. Is that correct? But you can play football on your phone. You don't need to buy PS. You are laughing. Yes! You can play football on your phone. Until some of our so-called brothers today, well, I don't know, it's so-called. It's a, that's how I describe them. So-called brothers. They are analyzing Nigeria and who are the people playing now? If you have the effort to put it on your Facebook, and tell me it is my page. I mean, you see how people are so deviant today. They are so proud and arrogant in nonsense. You try to correct it, they say it is my space. Is that Facebook having your name? What have we not had? God's word is calling for what? A total separation. Now let's have that message, paragraph 3. You hear what the prophet said there? But Ram said, God has always been separating. Say, and now the thought of God's word calling for a total separation. The text alone is even a sermon. I mean, if we just leave it there. But Ram said, we only know this by as we read the word. And the perfect example was Father Abraham. Amen. We'll come to that. You see the word, we know this as we read the word, and we see the word manifest itself. Now, in the beginning, Genesis 1:3, we find that there was darkness upon the earth. Is that correct? And the Spirit of God, that's what the account said, Spirit of God moved upon the waters and said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. And he said, God saw that the light was good. And God did what in the beginning? He separated light from what? So separation started when? In Genesis. we can take it a creation far beyond Genesis, you know. When God was creating the world, He separated what? Light from what? Darkness. And that's the same thing today. That's what God is doing. Where there is darkness, where there is light, they cannot cohabit. There will always be a clash. You see all this? Oh man, I'm trying to reframe myself. May God help us. Young people, God's word is calling you for a total separation. I mean, like a brother was saying, is that why people are using social media today? You shake yourself, you go and do TikTok, you enter nonsense challenge, all in the name of filthy money, you will perish with your money. He said, are you an evangelist? Thou sayest. You will perish with your money if you don't stop all those nonsense. I mean, what some of our young people are doing today, sometimes it makes me bleed. And ask myself, am I a young man or am I an old man? But I know I'm not a old man. So I ask myself, am I getting crazy? Am I not in this same world that, I mean, Lord, what is going on? Let's talk to ourselves, young people. What is going on with you? We don't believe in worldly music. Can we say amen? We leave church now. They will plug it in their ear. They listen to worldly music. May God have mercy upon you. God's word is calling you for a total separation. Under no circumstances we believe that a sister should wear trousers. Is that correct? Should paint their lips. Should put on earrings. You know all these things. But why are you still doing that? Because why? You're a mixer. Yes. Baba said the church today, they are looking for mixers. It is in the message faith of Abraham. But Baba said God is looking for what? Separators. Why do we have enemies today? It is on the account of this world. I think it was in this message, Baba said, criticism on the account of righteousness is what? Is a growing pain of the sign of his coming. That's why I'm happy. If you criticize me, I check myself. Is it on the word of God? As long as it's there, I move on. Anything you are saying, me, I'm a focused man by the grace of God. No looking back, no looking sideways, forward ever, backward never. Amen. See, that was what God was trying to do with Moses. In the group of 2 million people, mixers. People that say, we believe God, we believe God. Oh, we are praying, God send us a deliverer. He answered the prayer. Oh, yeah, get out of Egypt. They got out of Egypt. A little trouble come. Hey, you that leave us, we want to go back. Go back and eat what? Garlic and cucumber. Sometimes I used to think of that thing. When God was giving them angels' food, He said, we don't want this one. Give us, let us go back and eat garlic and cucumber. Human being, except God help us, we can never be better off. We will think that we know more than God, and we don't know anything. Sometimes, you know, just like a child that thinks he knows more than his father, the father will just be looking at the child like that. May God help us. Remember, God is calling who? He's looking for separators. The Bible says, you see, so the word of God began to separate the light from the darkness from the beginning. And so does it remain till this day. Amen. Now let's continue. So as I said last night of Jesus, when he was only 12 years old, and being a mistake of his mother, watch that now. Who is claimed by people to be the mother of God? But we know she's not. He said, what do you mean, Brother Joseph? She's not. She was just an incubator. Mary was never the mother of God. Because for you to mother a person, you have to supply certain things. For you to father a person, you have to supply certain things. So the mother and father of God, if you permit me to use, was the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary was just an incubator. Mary was just an atmosphere that God used. Now, listen to what the prophet said. Rebound said, and how that this woman said, why? Thy father and I have sought thee. After 30 years of where you are the mother, you are now bringing Joseph inside the picture.
when you have told everybody that these things that happened to you is of what? The Holy Ghost. Are you doubting your own testimony now? But Brother, I like how the prophet go very gentle in addressing this kind of a thing. Brother said, and quickly, look at what Jesus did. He, being the Word, said, knowest thou not? Go jail. Amen. No fighting. He said, knowest thou not that what? I must be about what? My Father's business. Then, what is his Father's business? That should be the next question. See, she was declaring him to be Joseph's son. But he wasn't Joseph's son. If he had been Joseph's son, he would have been with Joseph. But he was with the Father. Then, who is his Father? He was with the Father about his business. And so, the Word is always what? Corrective. And always right. And the Word will correct every error. You believe that? The Word will do what? We correct every error. Amen. Let's have paragraph 16. The Word, it will always spot out the lie. Think the Bible somewhere told us, let every man's word be what? A lie. And let God's word be what? The truth. But Abraham says, so Jesus, it was the Word made flesh. You believe that? And it was completely what? Separated from sinners, unbelievers, that the Word itself flowed completely and thoroughly flowed through him. That he said, I do nothing until I see the Father do it what? First. Then look at him at the age of 12 in the temple with old men. Until they look at him and say, who gave you this knowledge? No account that he ever went to school. Amen. They was questioning, asking him about things. And he said, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing. And you watch. Everything that he said was perfect. Just as he had not to ask about it, think about it, it was what? Perfect. And his perfect truth always separated the truth from what? Error. Like it did in the case of Mary. Even as I will quote back again, his mother said, thy father and I, before those priests, that she had already testified it was a virgin born son, but in the moment of her grief, and that is always our problem. In the moment of that your trial, you forget all the Bible. Brother, don't forget. Just like we were saying last week when I said, don't forget the family prayer. Don't allow little strife make you forget to pray. Prayer is essential. Don't allow just a little root of bitterness make you forget your God. Somebody offend you? We have been taught this thing. Find grace to forgive the person. Even if the person doesn't come and ask you for forgiveness, find grace to forgive the person. You be a Christian. Amen. Look at what God, look at what the prophet was saying there. Mary, in that moment of her grief, she forgot everything that the angel told her. And now, how could a 12-year-old boy, we have no record of him ever being in school, how could his intelligence be so great as to debate with the priest, sage and learned man? See? And why, when she called Joseph, was his father, quickly, being that it was the Word, he spotted the error. Amen. See, quickly, the Word of God, it was separated. Why? It was the Word. And the Word corrected the error. Know you not that I must be about my Father's business? See, that was not just that little 12-year-old boy. Amen. I hope people will find grace to see sometimes when the minister is screaming that it is not the minister. It is something the minister. Amen. You see, that was the Word of God speaking through this little childish mouth. Do you believe, parents, that your child can correct you?
Amen. As I said, I just remember something that happened. You know, in our growing up, I think it was my little brother. When the brother carried Bible inside the toilet, and he told the bro, he said, "Bro, you are wrong." And that brother looked at him, "What are you saying?" He said, "You are wrong carrying the Bible to the toilet." You will say, "Is there anywhere that is written like that?" I mean, you look at a little boy like that, I believe it is the reference that he has received that, no, I mean, you should not take the Bible to that kind of a place. And if that person perhaps would have gotten, "Who are you? What do you mean?" But you know, these children are watching, you know. For example, as a dad, God forbid, but if we have such that here, your children are hearing, it is wrong to smoke, it is wrong to drink, it is wrong to box your mother. I mean, to box their mother, your wife. And they see you do those kind of a thing. And they say, "Daddy, this thing that you do is wrong, bro. Can you accept it?" That's a big question, right? But sometimes we need to take examination of ourselves. They look at you the way you talk to their mother. They look at you the way you talk to their father and say, "Mommy, but what they are teaching us in church is different from what we are seeing you do." Anyway, so that was not what we saw there. Amen. God's word is calling us from what? For a total separation from what? Unbelief. And what do we see unbelief is? It's sin. Every sin that you can think of is unbelief. I'm conscious of this time before we go to pray. But when I say, you see, it's little childish mouth to correct error, separated like it did in the beginning, the darkness from the light, a lie from the truth, and what? Death from life. May God help us. God can use any medium. Amen. He can use any medium to correct. I might say this. For you that we, you know, look at something of things of God, and you put a carnal thing attached to it. For example, let me use this analogy. No wonder, I think it was Apostle Paul that said, to be carnally minded is dead, right? You know, some people get so low until they say, "I know go preach on Wednesday. Let us confess." What are you saying? What are you doing? You are not like the people of the world. I know I've seen certain things that are strange. This is me just coming to church. Nobody told me anything. Sometimes some people think that they can just get God. You know the mind of God. Are you God? You don't know the mind of God. You don't know how it works sometimes. You don't know how it deals with his servant. But I tell you, God's word is calling you for a total separation. The way as husband we live with our wife, the way wife we live with our husband, you know all that the word of God says. If you don't know, ask questions. And maybe somebody along the line see that you are wrong, is correcting you. Say, "Gwen, where's song?" I say, your child can correct you. Can we say amen? Yes. Because out of the mouth of babe and softly, God has said, "What did we do?" What? So never you think that God cannot use your child to correct you. He can use anybody. Amen. And when the correction is coming, of course, it will not be palatable to this flesh. But it's working good to the soul. Amen. Because, I mean, Satan has a target. He wants you to be like the next fellow on the street. He wants you to be like your neighbor that is not converted. But you that has been called out, why do you want to go back? Remember, God is not looking for mixers. God is looking for what? Separators. You want to make your neighbor happy at the expense of making God angry? Then suit yourself. You want to make your wife happy at the expense of making God angry? Suit yourself. You want to make your husband happy at the expense of making God angry? Suit yourself. Why we bow our heads?
God's word is calling us for a total separation from every unbelief. And let me quote again, unbelief is sin. Young boy, young girl, we are praying. Worldly music is of the devil. Television is of the devil. Yeah. Reverend said they are looking for a preacher, God bless you, sir, that will preach a nice sermon. Tell them it is okay, you can stay all on a prayer meeting like this and watch We Love Susie. That is nonsense. Come to church and pray. Let us teach our children this thing. When they need to fast, teach them. They should learn to fast. I mean, when do we want to teach these children? I can't remember where I was saying this. Maybe it was in Bakatare. If Brother Louis is here, yes. You can remember when we were in a lorry. We would go to school on a Friday. Church is holding fasting. From school, we would come and join them in the church. They didn't spare us that time. Because these generations now, I mean, generation we are raising, may God help us. So we've got a job to do as parents. Serious job we have got to do. In prayer, showing these children the right way. Because we're different people. We're peculiar people. We're a holy nation. We're holy people. Remember, God is not looking for mixers. I say it again. God is looking for separators. You want to be friends with your associates at the expense of God being angry with you? You better think on your way tonight. That's why Brother Brown said many times, if God would just open your eyes, God is angry with you. He's angry with me for certain actions that we are taking. If Moses had wanted to please the people and displease God, of course, we know his life, we know his story. When the people pressed on him too much, he disobeyed God. But remember, God stays by his word. God is not looking for emotion. God is not looking for sympathy. If you want to receive sympathy of God, you better obey his word. You better follow his instruction. If God is angry with trouser wearing for you as a woman, be angry with it too. Don't like what God is. As a wife, you know that the word of God says concerning you and your husband? And your husband is telling you, he doesn't like this, he doesn't like that. Just as your husband is your head. Remember, that's our Christ. It's our head. Christ tells us, he doesn't like this, he doesn't like this. You as a wife, your husband says, he doesn't like this, he doesn't like this. You say, no, I want to do my own. What kind of a wife are you? Remember, there is a picture in the Bible like that kind. Maybe you are just another Jezebel. Let's think on these things tonight, brother, sister. As a brother, as a husband, you are in the wrong path and you have been called to question this way you are going, bro. It's a wrong way. And you say, who are you to correct me? Your pastor is correcting you. Your pastor is warning you. Maybe the ministers are talking to you. This way, bro, is a wrong way. You say, don't talk to me, pastor. Who are you? Hey, may God have mercy upon you, bro. Don't you know that the office that that pastor is occupying is just like God? Yeah. The man is God to you, if you permit me to use that. Are you speaking to God like that? Who are you, God? Well, we know those kind. The person that spoke in such manner, we remember in the Bible, was Esau. When he looked at God, he said, am I my brother's keeper? What kind of a foolish question are you asking me? Brother. Young boy, close your eyes. We're in church. Learn to close your eyes and pray. This is prayer time. It's not the time to begin to look around. You have been in your school since 8 o'clock to whatever time that you close from school now. We are in church. And we don't come to church to play. We come to church to listen to the word of God. When it is time for preaching, when it is time for prayer, God expects you to pray. So learn to pray. When we are praying, it's not the time to be looking around. Remember, God's word is calling us for a total separation. Let's teach our children. Even if we want them to play, to be comfortable. But football is of the devil. Let me say that again. Because I mean, some of us just want to make it very palatable. Maybe, okay, I don't want to offend the child. It's innocent mind. Bible says, train up a child the way we go. When he grow old, he will not depart from it. Lord, perhaps me myself I've been wrong. I know I got a football for my son at a certain point. But when I see, he couldn't just, you know, go with it every little time. Boom, boom, bah. I say, hey, am I not causing problem for myself like this? This boy will grow up one day. And maybe he will just go and join football team. But that is not what I want for him. You say, ah, it could be a career. What if that is what God is calling him to? Hey, I don't want God to call that kind one for him. I desire something better for my boy. Because I've looked at footballers. I've looked at their lifestyle. You say, oh, but they are making money. That is not the kind of money I'm looking for. What if your son wants to go that way? That is not how I want to tailor his life. God has given me the responsibility as his father to show him the right path. So if I'm wrong, let me admit that I am wrong. God's word is the truth. Let us look at footballers' lifestyle. Do you see anything good about them? That is why we say football is wrong. Until you see our young people, they want to. Okay, the program says it is wrong. Show me the good. Hey, brother. I just will pray for you. May God have mercy on you. They will tell you that thing you are doing, putting it on your Facebook or whatever channel that you have. What do you think that your worldly friend will think you to be? Of course, there's no difference between you and them. You can see now. That's why sometimes when we get angry with the preacher, sometimes and people say, the preacher say, oh, you put one of your friends that does makeup and does this kind of thing, you put it on your social media page, you get angry with the preacher. I wonder what is wrong with us. When God's word is correcting us, let us learn always not to look at the man. Remember, you just find grace. God, this thing that is coming now from this pulpit, is it your word? That is how God always helped me. I don't say I'm a perfect man, but I am a man that is saved by the grace of God. And daily, I am striving to be a better person. Anytime God's word is coming, I look at my life. I explain myself. As the prophet said, if you are a sick patient, you go to the doctor's table. You will not hide anything from him. You want to hide something from your doctor, you are ready to kill yourself. And that is how the house of God is. It's a spiritual cleaning center. Where God's word is explaining your life. Every greenness is trying to cut it off. But you say, no, I don't want this one to go. You are not ready for the journey. Maybe you should just go back to the world and go enjoy yourself. Live with the wicked people. Partake of their wickedness, their atrocities. Don't deceive yourself that you are a Christian because you are not one. You say you are a Christian and you analyze football match. What kind of a Christian brother are you? You are analyzing football match. What kind of a brother are you? Until some of our young people, they are even predicting. What kind of a brother are you? Have you started this journey? Ask yourself the question. You're a Christian woman. You go to your salon. What are you doing here? You are gossiping. Until you will carry your own matter, relationship between you and your husband, to the saloon, sister. Maybe you don't know that you have gone foul. Tonight, God's word is calling you for a total separation from unbelief. You go to your office, you keep ungodly relationship with women that are not your wife. And you cannot tell your wife that, brother, repent tonight. God's word is calling you for a total separation. I know you will not like this. It's not a popular sermon, but it's a sermon that will save your soul. Young boy, young girl, you are keeping ungodly relationship. Are you willing to marry that girl? If somebody will take your sister and treat her the way you are treating that girl, will you be happy? If God help you, you become a parent, a father, or a mother tomorrow. Somebody take your daughter. Will you be happy? Quit that nonsense that you are doing with somebody else's child. If you know that you are not married, ready to marry that girl, quit that nonsense. Fornication is sin. Adultery is sin. God's word is calling us for total separation. May I go further tonight again? As a student, exam malpractice is wrong. If your daddy is here, if your mommy is here, and they are supporting you in that nonsense, it is of the devil. It's a wrong thing to do. What did the prophet say we should encourage our children to do? Teach them to read their books. After they have done their bidding, take them up in prayer. Leave the rest to God. When they go to the exam hall, we are backing them with prayer. When their paper is to be marked, we are upholding them in prayer. Don't teach that child how to steal. Because that's what you are doing. As a parent, say, oh, I want to help Junior Kovaye Kawe Dadalana. Why didn't you teach him enough or give him enough time to be able to read? Are you a teacher here tonight? Hey, I know I'm entering hard places, but I don't know why I'm just going this way. Exam malpractice of the devil. You collect money from your students to give them whatever they call it, orinjo or exam malpractice, answer during external or internal, whatever exam, it is of the devil. You repent tonight. God's word is calling us for a total separation. If it is me, I am also wrong. So the word of God doesn't spare anybody. But remember, you are the one that claim you are a Christian. That's why the word is coming to us this way tonight. But in this same message, Brother say, and the people say, oh, I want to receive the Holy Ghost. I want to receive the Holy Ghost. But you are not ready to quit these worldly things. You are not ready to separate from your associates. Look at even Father Abraham, our own father. Brother say, he had to separate. He had to separate from his nation. He had to separate from his tribe. He had to separate from his family until he got down. When he started having trouble with his, you know, nephew. There's always God time. You must separate. You must not be friends with everybody. Like one of the ministers always goes, if the people say, we will not be friends with you, remember. And I think the prophet also said that. There is somebody that promised to be your friend. And that is Jesus Christ. Young boy, young girl, they laugh at you. It's a normal thing. Remember, they laugh at our Christ. They must laugh at you. If they don't laugh at you, maybe you have not started. They say, oh, S-U. Because of that, you are ashamed of Jesus Christ. I will just give you one word. He said, if you are ashamed of me here, over there, I will be ashamed of you too. So as a girl, you are ashamed to wear your skirt to your workplace. You say, oh, they will laugh at me. I doubt your testimony. As a brother, where there are corruptions, they are siphoning public funds. You join them to take your own share, and your mind is condemning you. This thing is wrong. But because you want to be a good brother to everybody, you don't want to offend your colleagues, but you offend God. God's word is calling us for a total separation. In the marketplace, you know, as pastor will always tell us, when you know that this is 20 naira, why will you tell like that? Ah, my 60 naira I buy up. And you know you do not buy it that way. Every lie is lie. There's nothing like small lie, white lie. Every lie is lie. God's word is calling us for a total separation. Daily, when we come to the house of God, daily, when we search with God's word, these are the things that the word of God should do to us. It should X-ray us, show us where we are wrong, and let us now cry out to him, say, God, help me. Are you still murmuring? Are you still complaining? Maybe like Mary. But the Bible says, that little time, in that moment of grief, she said, I and your father, we have been looking for you. God, give me grace. When my strength is weak, never to deny you. Never to deny your promise for my life. Because the condition now is a little bit tight. Because the moment now is a little bit tough. You want to deny God. Remember, he will not deny himself. Brother, sister, this is another charge to us tonight to examine ourselves. Are we really in the faith? Or are we just claiming something that we are not? In our neighborhood, in our school, in our home, in the church, everywhere. Let's check our communications. Let's check our daily transactions. Are we really obeying God's word? Or are we trying to please ourselves? Are we trying to please men at the expense of displeasing God? Why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed? I say this in the name of God. This message tonight is not with the intent of making anyone unhappy. It is just to make the devil unhappy. And to make the children of God deliver. So if you are here tonight and you are getting angry with this preaching, I would beg of you that you please don't get angry with me, because these are not my words. These are the word of God himself. And if you say you are a son of God, you will want to do the things that will make your father happy. Before we request pastor to pray for us tonight, husband, wife, young brother, young sister, what kind of a life are you living? Are you a liar? Are you a thief? Are you an unbeliever? Are you a fornicator? Are you a football fan? A football person? Are you a lover of television? Until today, you know Satan has taken a higher jump. You can watch the television on your phone. Until some people tell me, Brother Joseph, all those Facebook things that you see, those short videos, is it not television? I look at it, I say, oh God, may God have mercy on this generation. Everybody will not be like you, remember? If you are thinking that, oh, everybody is holding a phone, and oh, how do you know whatever they are doing? It's not, that is up to them and God. Why are you making that a burden for yourself? Remember, this journey we are here is an individual affair. Every man will give an answer for whatever revelation that you take upon the word of God that you are hearing. But it is the duty of us preachers to preach the word. And it is the duty of every woman to either take the word of God or discard it. While all eyes are bowed and all eyes are closed, you want to be remembered. I say, God, help me. I still see myself in the category of mixers. I see evil around me sometimes. I want to talk, but because I don't want to displease the people, I just go. And tonight I'm hearing that you are looking for separator. And I know that I'm still a mixer. I want you to help me, Lord. I've really not taken my stand for you. The people I fellowship with, the people I associate with, I doubt if they can really say I am a Christian. Remember, a Christian is not what denomination calls Christian to be. A Christian is what God calls a Christian to be. And who is a Christian? It's a Christ-like somebody. It's a man and woman that is living for Christ. I say, God, help me tonight. I want to quit every unbelief. I want to quit everything that is seen in the light of your word. Of myself, I know I can't do it. Yes, I have taken water baptism, you know, and I've taken a declaration that I am a Christian. But I've assured myself, Lord, and I see that I'm still found wanting in certain place. I cry to you tonight, Lord, help me. Or maybe you are in the category like Father Abraham and Lot. Remember, as Abraham called his nephew. He said, "We be brethren." Are you having transaction with your brother? And remember, because as we always say, we are humans. We will offend one another. But when you offend your brother, did you go back and say, "Bro, I'm sorry"? Or you just go ahead? Look at the attitude of Father Abraham. It wasn't even him having peace with Lot. He was his headsman and Lot's headsman. And Abraham knew he was mature enough. He was Christ-like enough. He said, "Lord, come over, please. Why do we strive? I mean, we are brethren. If you want to go east, if you want to go left, I will go right. If you want to go north, I will go south. So the land is before us. You just choose. Because we can't continue to stay together. There's already rancor is coming." I mean, these things, we find them in our homes. We find them in our groups. If you see that you are not seeing the same thing with your fellow brother, there's no cause to fight. There's no cause to begin to murmur, grumble. Call yourself as brethren. What is wrong is wrong. But if you see that you cannot parley together, you cannot continue again in that transaction, why not call the odds? Bro, so that we don't strive. You just go your separate way. Let me go my separate way. You want to be remembered tonight? Husband and wife. You say, "No, Joseph, do I now separate from my wife?" No. That's not the kind that we are calling. But what we are saying is separate from that unbelief that might be in your partner. If it is in your husband, if it is in your wife, as pastor will always say, if it is your wife that is wrong, or if it is you as the husband that is wrong, and your wife is called to question, wife, they call you to question, this thing that your husband is doing, is it right or wrong? And you know that that thing that your husband is doing is wrong. And you say, "Ah, it is correct, it is right." Remember, you have joined with that man. You are not different from your husband. But because you want to make your husband happy, at the expense of making God angry. Remember, the word of God is no respecter of any person. And I say it again, if it is me that is caught in this, the word of God remains the word of God. Let us not be party to unbelief. Let us not be party to anything evil. If you see anything evil, find grace to say this is wrong. If you don't have the grace, pray that God give you the grace. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, sick people also, you can key in tonight. God's word is calling you from every separation, from unbelief of the devil. Remember, the word of God is what delivers. The word of God is what set free. Maybe your friend has been saying, whatever people say, somebody that have this kind of amen, somebody that have this kind of symptom, they can never come out of it. That is a lie. God's word is calling you to separate from that unbelief in that person. That thing that that person is saying is a lie. Has God said that? No. It is just a man speaking. You can key in tonight, sick person, and say, "God, I believe your word. Is it an unbelief that is spiring out from me? Lord, I disbelieve this thing that the devil is bringing from inside. I believe your word." Why we ask Pastor to please pray for us? God bless you.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again this evening for another opportunity to be in your presence. You have made this promise that where two or three are gathered together in thy name, there will be in the midst of them. But Professor, you don't come into the midst of your people as an onlooker, that you come as a recording agent. You come to listen to the needs of your people. We believe you have spoken through your servant that has just given us a word of exhortation. There is no stone that have been left unturned. Husband have been spoken to, wives have been spoken to, parents have been spoken to, young ones, elderly ones. None is left behind. Heavenly Father, some of your children on the altar, some have lifted up their hands unto you for help. That is why we come to your house. It's to listen to your word and see where your word will tell us that we are wrong. Father, we just want to thank you. We ask, O God, that you be gracious unto us. In whichever way we have been wrong, help us, O God, to make our way right. In the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive us our mistakes. Forgive us our failure. Where we are trying to be worldly, because we don't want anybody to, Lord, persecute us. But may we remember that we have been made to know that whosoever we live godly in Christ Jesus, we suffer persecution. Whether a student in school, anywhere, oh Father, give us grace to do what is right. In the name of Jesus Christ. Totally deliver us from every form of unbelief. Let your faith have preeminence in every aspect of our lives, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your servant that you have used. May you replenish it for the virtue that has led to you. We pray, Master, that, Lord, by the time we go into prayers, inspire all of us to pray as we come and saints. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Shall we pray? Our gracious Lord, we thank you very much for our garden that made possible this evening for the midweek service. We want to thank you for bringing all of us to your house. I want to thank you for the worship aspect of this service, Lord, the preaching of your word as the time permitted. We thank you, O God, for the things that we were reminded of, the correction and instructions and rebukes, and all in righteousness, that the man and the woman of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We ask, Lord, that these things, O God, Lord, we take effect in the life of everyone, that things that is unbecoming of a child of God, of a Christian, will not be found in any of us. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for the hour of prayer. Thank you for individual requests that were read. Lord, before they were even written, you already know about them. And they have been read in the midst of your children, and prayer has been offered. And Lord, thereafter we listen to the ones that we normally put up. Gracious eternal Father, you are the one that told us to ask, because you say when we ask, we shall receive. And when we seek, we shall find. And when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. And Lord, James went further, that when we are asking, we should ask in faith, not wavering, because it's that wavering. Lord, it's like a wave that is tossed to and fro. Righteous Father, say, let not such a person ever think he will receive anything from you. We are asking for faith to take a hold in the heart of everyone, dear Lord. That this request that we have asked, O Jehovah God, which we know according to your word is receiving attention, Lord Jesus, may unbelief not rob us of the blessings of faith, Father. We pray, dear God, that you give us faith that have ear on the chest, that takes no for an answer. Lord, to be in expectation of the answers to this request. Let it be, dear Father. We thank you for your mercy upon us on a daily basis, your protection, your healings, your provision, your favor, all that we receive from you on a daily basis. We cannot count them, dear Father. But Lord Jesus, we just pray, dear God, that as we are thanking you for this, you will help us, O living God of heaven, to know that you that kept us till now and met our needs up till now. Lord, you are not asleep, and you are big enough and bigger than all our needs and problems. Give us such faith, Heavenly Father,
Help us never to murmur or complain. Lord, as your prophet said that murmuring and complaining they weaken faith. Take those things out of our mouth. Help us to always ask with thanksgiving and in expectation that you, our God, you are ever faithful. Let it be, eternal Father. All the requests we are committed to, Lord, your presence we have left in your hand tonight. We pray you give us faith to go believing and keep expecting for their full manifestation. Thank you, Father. May the sick be well. Lord, may the seekers of the Holy Ghost, may they receive. May the saints be taken to higher heights. May you bless the students, bless the workers, bless business people. Those who are seeking for job, make a way for them, Lord. We pray, O God of heaven, that our needs as families, as local assembly and individual, may you supply everyone, Lord. Lord, the travelers, may you, O God, always protect them from every evil, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, the funeral that is taking place in Lagos tomorrow, Lord, as many as we go, whether from here or other places, may you grant them joy and mercies. And when they will continue, O God, from Lagos to the east for the interment, grant joy and mercies unto them. May everything go smooth, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we dismiss to go back to our homes, you brought us safely. Take us back home safely. The rest of the week is in your hand. May your grace be sufficient unto us. Lord, if by Sunday, by your grace, you have not come for us, gather us in our number. Send your blessings from above, O God. Thank you, Father. Once again, your son we have used tonight. May you bless and recall him, O Father, for the virtue that has left him, Lord, and lift up the honor of his ministry. Your servant that went to Bakata, they went to be coming back, bring him back safely. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petition, since you have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Rocking, you are welcome. God bless you. It's I don't know whether it's Happy New Year, we'll say now. You're welcome. Today is 26th, right? So this Friday is the breaking of bread. So let's have it in mind. 5 o'clock, we'll be in church. And also want to welcome Brother Zion. God bless you, Brother Zion. You can stand so that because many people don't know you. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, he's been with us. He's been in Bada for some time, but I think he stays a bit far. He joins online. He's been here, but Brother will miss him back. You're welcome. All right. God bless you. Tomorrow is the funeral service for Sister Tony Obi. I don't know who and who is going for now. And let's bring prayers for those who will go for joining masses and also for a wonderful service atmosphere. After the service, the body is to be taken that same tomorrow to the east in Imo State for the interment. There's been prayers for a brother, the husband, and also the entire family and the church. God bless you. Shall rise. You brought me out. My heart was distressed in the old. Hello, in the pit where my sin dragged me down, I cry to the Lord from the deep. My regret, you tenderly brought me out to you.
Jesus, we'll meet again.
While here I remain, I'll stand by His grace until His crown again. He brought me out of their miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song. My Redeemer, who has rescued me, for. Oh.